Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't really think I made a decision until probably a few days ago. There's a multitude of reasons why I wasn't comfortable, still not excited about it, not thrilled. Obviously, you know, what we're fighting for against racism and social injustice and equality. Obviously, the virus is still very well and alive and continues to rise in Florida. And for me, just being away from my son for 2 or 3 months, you know, that's what's really bothering me, knowing that he's only 2 and a half. And especially when they're that young, their growth, they change every week. You know, just knowing I'm going to miss out on that, you know, miss my mom, my family. It's been tough. Obviously, I miss playing basketball. I miss competing. All those reasons and thoughts came to my mind about not going and not playing. And I decided to play, obviously, because we're going to try to compete for a championship. But, you know, I think hopefully this is a great opportunity to continue to raise awareness and be a part of history, you know, as we continue the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, the fight against racism. Hopefully this is going to help. You know, obviously a lot of people are going to be watching. I think we can make a stand, continue to raise awareness, and not let the conversation die down.
So that was Jason Tatum from last week. Again, Reentry Monday, presented by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. It's hour number 2, Felger and Mast, brought to you by DraftKings. Felger here back in the A-hole chair in our Tom Fertitta studios after a week off. Mast on location. Again, massive reentry for me. Stuff I wanted to get to from last week. And Jason Tatum, I got to tell you, I'm unsure of Jason Tatum. I'm unsure of Jason Tatum from a makeup standpoint, and I'll just please don't go too far with that. When I say makeup standpoint, I'm talking about like good guy, bad guy, or, you know, I don't know him as a person. He seems like a good person and father and all that. I'm not talking about that.
Commitment level, you mean?
I'm talking about championship character. Like, does he have it yet? And I don't know. And so what I mean is, yeah, competitiveness, that sort of thing.
Obsession.
If he's got that mix that, you know, a young NBA player has to have to go all the way and win an NBA championship. I don't know about it. And until he gets it, I don't know if, you know, to me, he's a question mark. Because let me just, again, I'm rambling here. As a player, he's got everything. I mean, as just the actual basketball on the floor, oh, man, he's got it all. Got it all. Length, athleticism, touch, everything. He's got everything to be a number one on an NBA championship basketball team. But does he have the makeup to get him there? And I don't know how anyone knows. I keep hearing, like, Celtics people are convinced of it with Jason Tatum. And I would just say to you, how do you know? So I think I'm being fair. I'm not telling you he doesn't have it. And I'm not telling you that he can't get it if, you know, if he doesn't have it right now, that he won't learn it. You know, it's older players win in that league. It's very hard for young guys to win in that league. So maybe he's just that guy. Sorry, maybe he's just that guy that has to cross that threshold, learn what it takes. All the greats had to learn what it takes. Every single one. From Jordan to LeBron to Steph Curry, it took time. And they had to learn, you know, what it took. So maybe Jason Tatum's that guy. I'm not ruling it out. But I don't know how you could rule it in. And I hear so many guys say, yeah, he's got it. He's got it. Nothing to worry about. Like, really?
Well, they're just probably basing that off that, you know, really good month and a half that he had before the shutdown. And I get your concerns, because what's the biggest hole in his game? I think it's a lack of consistency. If we saw more of what we saw in February before the shutdown, I don't think you're asking this question.
I mean, Not excited about it, not thrilled. Dude, you got a chance to win an NBA championship. And it...
But if
not excited, not thrilled about it. And by the way, this echoes what I'd been hearing from him all offseason. You know, his obsession during the pandemic was not basketball. His obsession was not getting back on the floor and winning a championship. His obsession was golf. His obsession was his golf game. And he was at the freaking range every single day, from what I understand. And when he was asked about returning, the answer that I heard that he was basically talking about for months was, meh. Not really that into it. And he just confirmed it. He's not really that into it. So what I've been hearing was absolutely right. So, you know, I'm not begrudging him his other things, his interest in social justice or his family or his young son. But what I heard is that his obsession was golf. His obsession was working on his golf game. And boy, he also told you he went months without shooting a basketball. And not that he was the only one. I guess other NBA players admitted to it as well. And I would have questions about them too. What are you obsessed with? Are you obsessed with winning yet? Are you obsessed with winning? And I think he's fallen into this NBA thing, Maz, where the number one most important thing for these guys is their brand. And they put their brand first, and they don't think that a championship is essential to their brand. And they think other things are just as important to their brand as a championship, and it's not like the number one thing on his list. And I think Tatum falls into that category right now. Maybe he'll learn it. Hopefully he'll learn it. Hopefully he'll evolve into something else. But I sort of look at him and the way he carries himself, and I wonder. I don't know. I'm not convinced yet. This all leads, Maz, I'm sorry, to your Rodenheiser hot take.
Okay, hot takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. Look, I said this last week, and I know you weren't around. If he doesn't want to play or didn't want to play because he has concerns about the long term and he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year, and you know there's things you have to consider, like, I don't begrudge him that. I mean, I don't. Now, I understand a championship's at stake, but he's also in a very unique spot. He's a uniquely gifted player. So that part of it, I don't hold against him. But to your point, and what you're talking about really, like we used to say with Kobe or with Michael Jordan, killer instinct. Killer instinct. Does he have it? Competitively, does he have it? Now, look, I've seen flashes of it on the floor. And, Murray, I'm not as worried about the inconsistency in the play as you are, because I think with young players, you're going to see that from time to time. It takes a little while to sort of figure it all out, and you're going to see some good games, some bad games, some good stretches, some bad ones. And then ultimately, when a guy really gets to the point where he's mature, he can almost do it, has it on tap, and can just turn on the spigot on any night, and it's there. Okay, so I think he'll figure out the talent part of it. I'm not worried about with him because I think he's got it. The drive, I don't know. I don't know that either. And I would tell you that there are flashes like the dunk on LeBron in the playoffs. And, you know, there are moments where it feels like he's not afraid to take the final shot at the end of the game, which I love. So there's stuff in there that I think is good. But night in, night out, how many titles can you win? I don't think there's any way to know that until he loses in a big spot and it pisses him off. I don't think there's any way to know.
Most guys, not every guy, most guys. Most guys at some point have to figure out what it takes to win it all, what it takes to win championships. And until Jason Tatum gets there, I don't know how you could put it on him that he's got it. But I think you all have. I think a lot of people have. And I'm sorry, the early indications are that we got to wait and see, at least. I mean, I could be a dick about this and say that he doesn't got it. He cares more about golf than he cares about. I mean, I could easily do that thing. I'm trying to be fair because I think, you know, young NBA players, they generally don't win because they generally have to figure it out. And I think he's in that stage.
Yeah, I think the fairest thing to say with Jason Tatum is wait and see. I mean, we played a clip last week and you were out where Scottie Pippen was saying he's already a top 10 player, will have the ability to be a top 10 player once everything resumes. I just think that's too early.
Well, his physical talent, I'll give him that. He has the physical talent to be a top 10, top 5 NBA player.
But Pippen was basically declaring it. Yeah, right now.
I mean,
he says he's good enough right now to be a number one on a championship team, and he's not.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready. If he's ready, all I would have heard about was that he couldn't wait to get in the gym, and he had to get his shots up, and he had to get his hand on his basketball, on a basketball, and he had to be in there, and he had to work on his game. I heard just the opposite. Haven't touched a basketball in 2 months. I don't even have a rim. But yet he's at the driving range every single day. Every day. And so I think he's just, to me, it's a wait and see. And I don't know, you know, how everyone's sold on him, you know, in terms of that thing yet. And so that's, you know, that was something from last week as well. There's another percolating Celtics development that Chase in Salem wants to weigh in on. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, guys. So I'm not sure if you, like, I don't remember back before COVID, but, like, was Kemba's knee really bothering him at the time? Because, like,
yes,
we just had 4 months back, and he's not practicing. And I don't know if you guys seen it or not, but him and Tatum actually went to the range in Florida yesterday. And, Maz, I know you play golf. Like, he swung, and he honestly looked like he was, like, 40 years old. I think Kemba got, like, the girly tendonitis or something. But
I don't know about that, but was his knee bothering before the pandemic? You bet it was.
Yep.
It was bothering him going into the All-Star game to the point where they ideally didn't want him to play, but if he played on a minute restriction, not only did he play, he blew through the minute restriction. And then when he came back, he had to sit out, and he came back and played, right? And was he garbage, or did he not even play? I'm forgetting now.
It feels like so long ago now.
No,
right?
Post All-Star break, he played. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember being out that long. I'll go back. It's so long ago, I don't remember. But I don't remember thinking that he was out after that.
So
I would have remembered that.
But either way, the Celtics had their first hard practice. Was it yesterday or today?
And they had two.
And he had to sit out. So he's already sitting out practices. He's going to be on a minute restriction when games begin again, I think on July 31st. He's going to be on a minute restriction there. He's just had 4 months to rehab the thing. Like, that's an issue, Murray.
Yeah, I told Jimmy Stewart to take a victory lap on Friday because he had been saying this during this whole shutdown. Like, Kemba Walker's knee has remained an issue. He hasn't been able to rehab. And it's like, okay, you know, I know Jay Stu has his sources, especially the ones with the Celtics that usually pan out pretty well. And this one he ended up right on. Like, I didn't want to believe it because there's been so much time to, I think, rest and rehab, but apparently he hasn't. Or this is just a bigger issue, and it's all a matter of time before Kemba Walker has to have surgery on that knee, which is...
You know,
he's never going to be the same guy after that happens.
The only thing I know I can blame is him playing and playing too much in that All-Star game, which, I've accepted because the players love the All-Star game in the NBA. And
still
just,
fair to be annoyed by it, though.
So that's a fair second guess. The rest, I don't know who to blame. You know, he's got an injury or he couldn't rehab like he normally could because of the pandemic. Like, that's just the situation. But it's a situation. Make no mistake. They have one hard practice and he can't participate in it after 4 months. Of rest.
Is B Rub with us today too? Because he said to us, Gasper and I on Saturday too, that apparently Hayward also said his foot's bothering him.
So
oh, great.
So this is like the whole thing. Like, the guys are more obsessed with golf than the game. The knee still isn't right 4 months later. Gordon Hayward's wife is pregnant again. He's going to have to leave the bubble to go for his kid, which, of course, you know, you don't begrudge there. But he's going to have to leave and then come back and quarantine. And oh, by the way, his foot still doesn't feel right. It's like the door is ajar. You know, you could be the Lakers. Where Avery Bradley's already out. Dwight Howard doesn't want to be there. Rajon Rondo hates his hotel room and broke his thumb. Like, you know, the Lakers are just like, the door is ajar for these teams. And I just wonder about some of them. And I do still wonder about Tatum. I still wonder about Tatum. Is that fair or unfair?
I mean, remember, it's the millennial Celtics we're talking about here.
So there you go. All right, let's pick it up on the other side with your calls here on a Reentry Monday on Felger and Maz.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D-T-E-P.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think he's got all the things you're talking about. And I saw this early on in his rookie year that where, you know, he took over games, you know, against LeBron in the playoffs. I mean, he has that it factor that drives him that I think will take him to that next level. I quite frankly think Jaylen Brown has it too. It's just that Jaylen, I don't think, has the same offensive skill set that Tatum does. But I honestly, and I've said this on the air, I think Tatum can average 30 points per game in the NBA. I think he's got that type of scoring ability. And in the coming years, and we might already be there, but in the coming years, he's going to be one of the rare top five, top 10 type players that you build franchises around.
So that was Chris Mannix with us a couple weeks ago now. He's talking about two different things. Can he average 30 points a game? Yes. Yes. Of course. So can James Harden. Does that mean they have the it factor? How does Chris Mannix know that Jason Tatum has the it factor? How does anyone know? I mean, how many guys in that league have the it factor, Maz? There might be a handful, you know, that have the combination.
3 to 5.
Right, of the ability and the it factor. Like, there's guys that have won NBA championships that I don't think have the it factor. I don't think Kevin Durant has the it factor, or he hasn't proven it to me. All he did was glom onto a championship on an already great team. I don't know if he can do it as the guy. I don't know if Kevin Durant has the it factor. I don't know if Anthony Davis has the it factor. I think some of the greatest players in that game may not have the it factor. James Harden, I know for sure, doesn't have the it factor. And there's like, again, I think Kawhi has it. I think LeBron has it. I think Curry and Klay Thompson have it. You know, and I don't know where else to go. Who else has it? Like, I personally think Giannis has it. And we'll have it, but I don't think his game's good enough. I don't think his game is refined enough, and I think he's still so raw physically that his it factor isn't going to carry over. Yeah, he's just not a good enough ball handler or shooter yet for that too. But I think he's got the drive and the will and the makeup, and like, I think he's got it. I do, but he hasn't proven it yet. You know, until he does it, you can't. How many guys in the league have the it? How do you know Jason Tatum has the it factor?
You don't. No, you don't. Listen, again, and there's only, I do think, you know, to me, the losing can be a big part of that. So some of these guys early on, I think there were very few guys that come into the league and that win right away and then maintain it. Like Magic Johnson's really one of the few that pops to my head.
Yeah, and Larry, you know, yeah. So that's what I said earlier. For the most part, you have to learn how to win. There's a few guys that came in early and bang, they won, and that's just who they were. For the most part, you sort of have to grow and learn and cross a threshold.
But, you know, Mike, even in the case of Bird, they won 60 games, I think it was, his rookie year, but they got into the playoffs, they lost, and I do think that fueled him. So then he came back, and he was a little more motivated, and then he won a championship. Now, maybe he had it out of the gate. I mean, Bird's kind of a rare case, but I think you got to – sometimes it's good to lose. What I had hoped for was that loss to the Cavaliers would inspire these guys a little more than it did. If you remember, right after they lost to the Cavs is when Jaylen Brown started talking about winning multiple titles. Like,
yeah,
that.
Right.
This whole thing with some of these young guys on the Celtics does worry me a little bit. And in the case of Tatum, it's a little more alarming because he has more talent. So Tatum is the most talented guy they have. To me, he's the most talented guy on the team. And so if he puts his mind to it And he should be able to really impact games on both ends of the floor more than anybody else can.
If Tatum has the it factor, then you're in business.
Yeah.
It's over because he's got the physical ability. I just don't know how you can say he's got the it factor yet. It's so rare and elusive in that league, and he's so young. And I don't know what he's shown to – what has he shown to this point that tells you he has it because he dunked on LeBron? So what? It was one play. Luke in Vermont, how you doing, man?
Good. I love your list, too, because I agree the guys that have the talent – and the drive, Curry, Thompson, Giannis, LeBron, and Kawhi. It's a short list, those five. And Tatum isn't on that list yet. I think it's safe to say, like, he could easily be Carmelo Anthony. I hate the thought of that. Or even, you know, some other, like Harden, like you said, great players, but don't have the drive. I do think what he did as a rookie was impressive, and what he's done lately. But he is a big question mark. He has the talent. There's 25 guys in the NBA that have top 10 talent but lack the drive, so they never get to the top five.
It's tough.
This is a big year. This is a big year for Tatum. The only guy I could think of at his age to really put a team on their back and win a title is Wade when he had the older Shaq. There's not a lot of young guys that take a team to a championship at his age.
Thank Luke. Be well. You know, I would say if you just compare it to NBA history, it's early for Tatum. It's early, and I think he acts like it. Meaning, and again, I don't mean to dump on the guy, but I feel like he doesn't quite get it yet, which doesn't make him different. I think it makes him like most NBA guys. For the most part, it's young guys don't win in that league.
You know, it cracks me up now how Luke says there's like 3 to 5 guys in the league who have it. And every time I say I like 3 to 5 players in the league, everybody calls me an a-hole.
Well, no. The liking is different than saying, you know, that mix, that rare mix. I think in the NBA, that thing's elusive. But in terms of, I mean, you hate everybody else other than those 3 to 5.
Okay, but again, this is what I'm talking about, though. Ultimately, it's the same thing as I look at it and say, eh. And by the way, Tatum has he's not at risk of being Carmelo. He's better than Carmelo. He's a better shooter than Carmelo, which is a huge, huge variable. Carmelo couldn't shoot consistently, and he's a knucklehead. On top of it, I think Tatum's a hell of a lot smarter, so that makes a big difference, too. My question with Tatum on the floor really comes down to one thing, and that is he going to get to a point where he makes other people better?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be one of these guys that gets his 30 and can play defense when he wants, which is okay, because a lot of guys in that league play defense selectively, but he has the athleticism to be good defensively, and I'm confident that he can do that when he wants to. The other end of the floor, when it comes time to pass out of a double team and make guys better and anticipate double teams and move the ball, when he has to do that, will he do it and will he take pride in it? That part I don't know. Aside from, and I'm talking about the on-court game now, the X's and O's. I'm not talking about the leadership thing. But the killer instinct, Mike, there's no way to know until you actually see it.
Pat in Gloucester on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Pat.
What's up, guys? Felger, hope you enjoyed your golf last week.
Thank you.
I'm actually celebrating my 30th today, so I wanted to spend some time with the guys that I listen to 4 out of my 10 hours a day at work every day. So as for the Cam Newton signing, Felger, you brought up last week, is Boston ready for a black quarterback? I don't know, because you brought up Cooks riding Gronk last week, and somehow that came off as racist. So, I mean, Stephen A. shut that down pretty quick, thankfully, because that was ridiculous. Personally, I think it's going to be very entertaining. I mean, Jay Stu says 2020, every day is worse than the day before. Never getting out of it. So, I mean,
yeah, we're still not out of it. Every day continues to be worse than the day before, and it's still not ended. So that's true. And the Cam Newton thing, I hope he stays, and I hope he's a lightning rod all season. I hope he's controversial, and I hope, you know, there's nothing better for us or a show like ours than a polarizing lightning rod, controversial, newsworthy guy like Cam Newton. That's what he is. So, like, I hope that all works out. I'm just, all these hype videos are very unpatriot-like and just not who they are. And I think it's a mistake to let it go off like this, for the team to put out the video like they did and to let Newton carry on like he's carrying on, because I do think the team will cut him in camp if they don't like what they see. That's
okay,
what the contract shows
you. Let me ask you this question about Newton. If Bill believes that letting Newton be Newton will make him a better player and the Patriots a better team, is it worth it? Yes, Mike. Yes, of course it's worth it.
I mean, I don't think Bill thinks that way.
Maybe he's changed.
Okay, maybe he's changed. Maybe this represents a change. Yep. I sort of like the way they've done it when it comes to this. I like the lack of theatrics down there, and I like the team over individual, and I like ignore the noise. You've never heard me rip that stuff. You've never heard me complain about that. I've always liked that. I think it's been a part of who they are and a part of who Bill is. All of a sudden, he's going to change overnight because what? He's got a hard on for Brady down in Tampa.
I think that's part of it.
Maybe. Maybe. I guess. I don't know. I sort of like the old way.
Spite can be very powerful.
I think you do whatever you need to do to get your team to perform at its best. I think that's what coaching is.
But let me tell you what.
Certain players need buttons pushed. Some guys need to be stroked. They're not all perfect for your system all the time. Sometimes you got to give a little for time. Mike, don't kid yourself. You're telling me Bill didn't compromise some of his values for Gronk? Of course he did.
Sure. But he still had Gronk shut the hell up on the field. He didn't let Gronk, he didn't let Dorsett ride him like a pony. And he didn't even let, he didn't even let Gronk talk about it. So he didn't bend on that. He didn't bend on a lot of stuff with Gronkowski and Brady. That's why they're gone, right? So at some point, he's got a line. And you'll be surprised. I think Newton's going to come in here and conform more to Bill than the other way around. And I think he's just letting these guys do their my face thing now because he's on the boat in Nantucket and whatever. Let these guys screw around online. And I think it's a mistake. I think Bill should clamp down on it, but that's what I think is going on. Real quick, Jackson and Andover on Tatum. Go ahead, Jackson.
Yeah, I agree with, your top four or whatever it was, the list of the people with the it factor in the NBA, like Clay, Steph, Kawhi, Giannis, LeBron. And I think, Tatum's just too young to tell. Like, he did average, 24 and 7 in the playoffs. Like, he's throwing flashes, and he's only 22. Like, what were the people on that list doing when they were that young?
Oh, look, I'm with you. I'll take Jason Tatum any day of the week. Tremendous potential. I just don't know how you can say he has the it factor now. When there's so many guys, so many great players who don't have it and may never have it. I don't know if Kevin Durant has it. I don't think he does. I don't think he does. He had to ring chase. He couldn't lead the team on his own. Does Kyrie Irving have it? We all hate the guy, but does he have it? I don't know if he does.
Nah.
I mean, there's MVPs in the league. James Harden, did Westbrook win it?
Yeah.
I don't know if those guys have it. Anthony Davis, maybe the best player in the league. I don't know if he has it. So it's like, it's not that big of a rip to say, I don't know if Jason Tatum has it. I just don't know those of you who say that he does. I don't know where you get it from. I don't see any indication of it. Here's Murray's update when we come back. I want to hit on what is now the new normal. We talk a lot about a new normal, both in life, society. Well, now the new normal in sports is here. It's upon us. Am I ranting and raving about it? I'm pretty soon just going to have to give up, I think, because it's now the way of the world when it comes to sporting events and empty stadiums. And that is fake crowd noise. That is now the new normal. We'll get to this right after Murray's up.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jose Mourinho's got his toes on the touchline just outside of his technical area. It's another poor pass. Here's Heung-Min Son with the chance. Son chips it in. 1-1. Calamitous defending by Arsenal. Well, they took the lead through a worldie from Lacazette, but it's all been undone within 2 minutes. David Luiz, a rueful shake of the head. Heung-Min Son hits double figures in the Premier League. What a game we have on here. It's 1-1.
Listen to that atmosphere. Ah, it sounds great. crowd goes wild. Game presentation. Turns out there's no one in the stadium. No one. Zero. No one.
Sounded the way it's supposed to. Goal has been scored. The game is tied. Crank up the Darude sandstorm. I like it.
Arsenal, Tottenham, yesterday. Fake crowd noise. Everyone's doing it. It's not just fake crowd noise. It's the stupid video game crowd noise, apparently. It's from the FIFA game, Maz?
I can't speak for where they got it. I didn't mind it.
No, it's well, that's what they say. Not that I would know, but you dorks out there, you know. It's from the FIFA game. It's from the FIFA Xbox, whatever.
Yeah.
It's from the video game.
Presentation.
Very popular.
Pretty good.
So, like, we had fun with the Geisterspiel, the ghost games there in the Bundesliga in Germany. They piped in fake crowd noise. Now, everyone's doing it. Everyone's going to do it. It's the new normal. I think it's the dumbest thing. The word I really want to use, I'm not going to use, but it's just like, it makes me cringe. I get douche chills just thinking about it, that there's some nerd somewhere with his finger on the button and something happens in the game and they press the button and then you get a wee, yay, oh, oh my God, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But it's going to be in all these leagues, all these games, all these sports. It's coming. At least the Premier League gives you the option where you can watch it either online or another channel without the fake crowd noise. And they put up during that game yesterday, the Tottenham-Arsenal match, where you could go to blah, 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 and watch the game without the fake crowd noise.
Yeah, PremierLeague.com/boring.
Yeah, so at least normal/ nonfiction, okay? So at least they give you the option there. You're not going to get the option in these other leagues. And what is if you follow what's going on with the Red Sox, and there's a big difference here.
Is comical.
The EPL, just like the Bundesliga, just does it for the broadcast. The players can't hear it in the stadium. Okay, so what was the name of the song, Murray? The
Sandstorm by Darude.
The goal song.
Yeah.
Exactly. The players can't hear that, and they can't hear the fake chanting and the fake crowd noise. They hear silence, but you hear it on the broadcast. MLB is actually going to pipe it into the empty stadium so the players can hear it.
Right.
Which is like, give me a break, man. Like, so Tom Caron, and I guess the Red Sox spring training, the summer session's going on right now at Fenway Park, and they've been dinking around with this stuff. And Tom Caron tweeted out an example of it over the weekend. And this is from a simulated game. I'm going to play it for you. Listen to how late the guy is on the button. Andrew Benintendi is at bat. He hits a double into the right field corner. So you'll hear the crack of the bat and complete silence. And then like 4 seconds later, you'll hear, "Wee! Yay!" And the stupid song they play there at Fenway Park. It just doesn't work. Hopefully this translates. Go ahead, Jimmy. Give me the Caron tweet. Crack. And then they play that horrid song.
Yeah,
but I thought they just played when they scored runs, but whatever. It's just so dumb. It's so trite. And if the guy's not on the button, if he doesn't hit it the right time, it literally feels, you know, just scripted, fake, canned crap.
What if the players are requesting it, though? Because Gasper here on his normal spot on Friday said, because he was at that first inter-squad scrimmage on Thursday, and he said, if you think that sport's boring with noise, you should try it without. Even Chris, like, you know, he was like, it's
that's
it's
a good
rough.
Point.
So maybe the players are the ones who are like, oh, this sucks even more than usual. Like, you got to try to pump this up. So, you know, then I think it becomes a little bit more understandable.
Maybe.
Well, look, Mike, you're drawing a distinction between playing it in the stadium, playing it on the broadcast. I know you don't like either. But at the Red Sox workouts, they were saying at some point the noise was too loud and they couldn't communicate.
So apparently,
they couldn't communicate on the field. Like, now that's a problem when artificial fan noise is effing with a game that already takes too long.
We'll play some sound from Ron Renneke coming up. But, you know, he said part of the reason they want to do it is because everyone can hear everything that's said on the diamond. And, of course, because every single pitch in this stupid sport is now a matter of, you know, national security. They don't want the opponent being able to hear what you say to the pitcher on the mound or what you're saying in the dugout or what you're calling out to your batter at the dish. And so they want to have some noise in there to drown out what they're saying to each other. Because, again, every pitch must take 2 minutes and is a matter of life and death and national security in that stupid sport. Renicki also said it's going to vary from ballpark to ballpark. He said, I'm sure the league will have somebody there, I guess you could say, policing it, making sure, for one, that it's fair for both sides. I'm sure we won't try and get carried away with the things that we do. It can't all be positive noise for one home team and then not the other. There has to be some kind of noise for visiting side as well. When things, so now they're going to overthink this, right, and turn this into a federal production.
The base, I can help them with that part. Boo, boo.
So I just can't stand the fake crowd. No, I'm okay with it being in an empty building and it being silence, because that's what's actually going on. I want my presentation to be a nonfiction affair. I don't need the laugh track. But, you know, it's over. It's happening in every league and every sport. Except, there is one exception. I watched this last night. I watched the Tottenham Spurs and, Arsenal on Sunday. Tottenham Hotspurs and Arsenal on NBC Sports Network with the fake crowd noise. And then last night I watched an MLS's back match from Orlando, where there is no crowd. They're playing in just sort of like, not even high school stadiums, not even stadiums, just sort of like, you know, practice fields that have been sort of set up for this event on TV. But there's nowhere for anyone to sit, even if they want to, in a lot of those places. So there's no fake crowd noise because there's no fake stadium. There's nothing. So they just give you the game. And it is different. The one I watched last night, you could literally hear the bugs on the field, the crickets or the cicadas. Listen to this. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Toy was impeded. Just a few little touches from Polito have been so clean, John, to get Sporting Kansas City through.
Listen to that.
Little hold-up play touches, simple touches, nothing really extravagant, and yet effective. So, John, that buzzing in your ear, I know you don't have these in England. Those are called cicadas.
No, in England, they're called cicadas.
Oh, they're called cicadas?
No, we don't have them.
Cicadas, Murray.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Call them cicadas. We have John Cicada.
So the alternative...
heat bugs.
The alternative is you can literally hear the crickets or the cicadas, as the case may be. And I'll tell you what, I watched this stupid match because I'm so horny for freaking sports. I actually watched Real Salt Lake and Minnesota Union, whatever. I forget their name already. No, Real KC, whatever. It was KC Minnesota. I forget the team name.
Sporting names. KC.
Sporting KC. Yeah. Thank you. It was Sporting KC and like Minnesota United, whatever. I watched this thing. That's how we got the sound. I put my phone up to the TV so you could hear the cicadas. Yeah, so I actually watched that stupid match without the crowd and without the fake crowd noise. And you know what? After a couple minutes, I didn't even know the difference. And I just watched the match. It was entertaining. KC was up. They lost a player to a red card. Minnesota scored twice in stoppage time to win 2-1. I watched the whole thing. There wasn't a crowd noise. There wasn't fake crowd noise. And about 5 minutes into it, after Taylor Twellman stopped grab-assing about the cicadas, I forgot there was no one there. I don't need it. You don't need it. You'd be surprised how little you need it. When you really invest and just watch the ball game, you don't need it.
I don't think I'll need it at all for hockey. I'll be okay there. It's going to be jarring with football, and I will certainly demand it for baseball.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I was pleasantly surprised.
There goes the hit. Hold on. This is how it's going to be. And pitch to Benintendi. He's at first. Next pitch.
Crickets.
Benintendi to second. And runners on first and second. Like, you're going to need some. I need something there. You're going to have some background noise or something.
Low ball, too.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you, watching those two matches, watching the Arsenal match with the fake crowd noise, and then Minnesota FC or whatever, Minnesota FU of the MLS, you know, get back tournament. I watched both. One had it, one didn't, and by a couple minutes in, I didn't notice it. I didn't notice it. I didn't need it. But you mentioned hockey, Murray. You mentioned hockey. Hockey has, some details came out about their plan to create ambiance in these empty buildings, and it just might be the worst, most cringe-producing of all. We'll give you these details right after this.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I liked it a lot, so I don't know how you guys felt about it, but some real noise that will get better with the timing of it. But I think even the noise with nothing going on is really good. So they're experimenting with, you know, the loudness of it, how, you know, what sounds like the natural crowd and what it would be early in the game, what it would be when things are tight and there's excitement in it. So I thought it was great. So I think the players all liked it. They were able, at times it was a little loud and they were experimenting with that. And the players said it was a little harder to talk to each other out on the field. But as soon as they dropped it back down, it was in a place that was good. And I think it's going to create a lot of energy. So I really like it.
So that's Ron Renneke on the fake crowd noise. And MLB, it's coming not just to your broadcast, but in the stadium where it's just the players. So the players need it? The players are that? Well, in that sport, I get you, Murray. But we've got to just be so constantly bombarded with crap that not even the players can sit there and play the ball game without some just being bombarded with noise.
Well, remember, we talked to Taylor Twellman going back about a month ago, and he was talking about how the home teams in Bundesliga weren't having that much of an advantage because, well, they were sad. They weren't used to, you know, having it be so quiet. They didn't hear the cheers and the chants and the songs and all that stuff. Without the crowd, there's no more home field advantage. So, yeah, I think the same thing's going to happen with American sports.
Okay, so it is coming. It is coming to NHL and NBA. The only question is whether it goes into the stadium as well as the broadcast or just how bad it's going to be. But it's coming. It came to all those European soccer leagues. It's coming to it's coming. The only thing that we don't get it is this MLS's back tournament. And then you hear the crickets and the cicadas. How about this? And if you're a Boston Bruins season ticket holder, maybe you already know what I'm talking about. This blew me away. NHL teams, this is according to ESPN, NHL teams began emailing season ticket holders over the weekend, asking them to record 30-second clips of cheering for their players. The clips will be used during the games, as well as on broadcasts and through NHL social media channels. The emails asked for clapping "Let's go" cheers that you'd hear at home games. Also, "We want the cup" chants that you hear in some stadiums. And the normal sound that and cheers that go on when a goal is scored. And the email said to the season ticket holders, for this, for the first 3 seconds, you should pretend that you are anticipating the goal and then explode into your celebration. Those were the instructions on the email, asking for then 30 seconds for cheering on that goal. So you're supposed to reenact.
I got a wicked important email. You got to give me 5 minutes upstairs. How many homes did that happen in?
But seriously, it's like, so they hold for 3 seconds and then lose it for 30. It's like, and it's all fake.
Yeah.
It's not in real time. Like some of these other, like the Prem I mentioned yesterday, they put up that box of like 12 different fans at home that they'll show their reactions to the goal that I think is done in real time or they're rolling on them live at the time.
Kind of like what we saw with the NFL draft.
And sort of like with the NFL draft, but were those live or recorded? Who knows?
Those were live.
The NHL wants you to record these. They want you to record these. The let's go Bruins. They want you to record that and send it to them. We want the cup. You know how corny that is? We want the cup.
We got the cup. We got the cup. We got the cup. We got the cup.
Bergeron. We got the cup. they want you to chant that into your phone and send it to them so they can play it during the broadcast, which will make us all cringe. We want the cup. Also, they sent specific instructions to specific teams. I'm not making this up. Bruins fans, for example, were asked to chant "Tuuk" for when goalie Tuukka Rask makes a save. They were. This
I'd
gives
do
me
anything to hear. Just how many houses? Right. I got to get it right. Hold on. Tuuk. No. Hold on. I didn't get it right. Can you get out of the bathroom, Dad? Hold on. No, I need a few minutes. Tuukka. There it is. Hold on. No, let me see. I got to listen to it back. I don't like that one. Let me re-record. I got to get in and take a leak. Come on. No, the acoustics are better in here. Like, how many guys just have to get it so right before they send it back?
It gets worse. So they want you to do the Tuukka chant and send it to them. Fans were also asked in Boston for a 30-second video of how to dance to Shipping Up to Boston.
Oh, God.
Although they were told not to sing the song or play it in the background. So you've just got to, like, in your head... Sailor's leg. I lost my leg. Like, you're supposed to do that and send it to him?
Yeah.
You imagine how corny that's going
to
be?
I mean, there's no dancing to that song. All you do is like fist bump. You're like, yeah, whoa! Define my. Yeah! Yeah, like, there's no dancing to that terrible song.
Horrible! Bruins fans were also asked for 30 seconds of booing or reacting to a bad call.
That I can do.
This good. We can do.
Yeah, good luck going through all of those.
You suck, ref.
With the explicit instruction not to use any bad words, hand gestures.
Yeah. You stink.
Go F yourself!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The We Want the Cup chant? We want the cup.
We want the cup.
We got the cup.
Oh, my God.
We got the cup. We got the cup. We got the cup.
Having to listen to that almost makes me wish you didn't win the cup. I can't listen to that.
While I am pro fake noise at any of these games, again, hockey is the one that I think that least needs it because you get the swish swish that's going to be picked up with the skates on the ice. All the mics are going to get that. The slamming into the boards. Like, I don't think you're going to miss it that much in that sport.
Oh, this is so corny. Rangers fans, New York Rangers fans, were asked to chant the first names of all three goaltenders because they're not sure exactly if Hank's going to be the guy that might see action, as well as they wanted the Rangers fans to chant Breadman. For winger Artturi Panarin. Blackhawk fans were asked for 30 seconds of a slow clap, as well as 30 seconds of how you act and cheer during the national anthem at a home game. They go nuts during the national anthem, so they have to reenact that in front of their effing computer. Avalanche fans were asked for 30 seconds of holding up and moving around their cell phone light to replicate in arena when your team takes the ice for the third period. I guess they all put on their cell phone lights or something. As well as three takes, Murray, of the woo-woo sound after goals. And I'm going to assume that's the old Bruins goal song. What is that? Woo-hoo!
Oh, song two. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so from Blur, yeah.
I assume that that's what they do there, because I don't know what else the hell that could be. So they want you to replicate the three takes of the woo-woo sound after goals.
Listen to this, Ma. Did I get these woo-woos right? I had to do it three times. Woo-woo! 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 You should go back downstairs and re-record. All right, Ma.
How about this? Panthers fans, of which there are like six.
Right.
Florida Panthers fans were asked for clips of them yelling red during the national anthem and goal when a goal is announced, as they traditionally do at home games, in which like six people show up and the rest are fans of the Canadians and the Bruins and whatever the visiting team is. So they have the six Panthers fans doing that. How about this one, Maz? Winnipeg Jets fans were asked for 10 to 30 seconds of telling us why you are proud to be a Winnipegger and ending with passionate statements of we are Winnipeg. It's like, what are we doing?
No, they should do that here. What? Yeah, I'm proud because I'm from Quincy. Yeah, we are Malden. Yeah.
I've always been into pegging. Well, we can't use that.
Hold on. Do people need this? You just can't watch the ball game? You just can't watch the game? Can you sit and watch a ball game? Or you've got to have this nonsense, with all the bells and whistles, bing, ding, wah, woo, like all you need constant.
The one sport that truly doesn't need it, that you'll be able to get away with it with just the ambient sound from that game. They don't need this nonsense. This is stupid.
If they want to play like, you know, the arena rock during a face-off like they do on a broadcast in the stand, fine, go ahead. Welcome to the jungle when they're lining up for the freaking face-off or whatever.
The organist should be there.
Ship me up to Boston. Give me an organ. Fine. Like, that's sort of like natural hockey sound.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't fake a crowd that's not there. You can't fake a Tuca chant when there's no one that can. Can we chant Tuca, you suck? No, apparently you can't. And we want the cup. Oh, my God. Again, this is one of my penis shrinks every time I hear Bergeron do that. It's like, oh, my God, but you just can't let it be. This is coming, though. This is coming.
Let's go, Bruins.
All right. Your thoughts. 90 seconds, no
Let's
commercials.
Go, Bruins.
Just an update here from Murray.
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Go, Red Sox.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.